45, Caraway, Callaway.
If I can note, Mr. Dream, prior to the end of 5 years, if you want to continue, you would need to reapply. Thank you.
Okay, case number 10,245, Caraway, Callaway, west of Brickyard Road, Road 481, 1 mile east of US Route 13. A special use exception to retain a manufactured home on a medical hardship basis.
Morning, gentlemen. I'm Michael McGrory. I'm Carol Callaway's attorney. If you look at the application, attached to the application is a copy of a survey plot. The property immediately to the right on the survey plot is a commercial property. The property on the road immediately to the left has two mobile homes on it. The property to the left at the back is also a mobile home. The mobile homes that are located on the subject property have been there since 1992. In 1992, this board granted a special use hardship exception to Carol Callaway's mother, who at that time had the same problems that Mrs. Callaway has, this being a family history problem with arthritis and severe forms of arthritis that attacked the autoimmune system. In 1992, the hardship was granted so that Carol could live in one of the mobile homes and take care of her mother. In 1996, Carol contracted, well, I don't know when she contracted, but in 1996, they diagnosed cancer. She underwent surgery for the removal of cancer, and then she underwent chemo, which accelerated her arthritic problem. She's now at the point where her arthritis is attacking her autoimmune system, and although she is capable of working because she has a job that doesn't require pushing, pulling, or lifting, she still needs help to run her house and to do her household chores. And now she's in asking you for a hardship so that her daughter can live in one of the mobile homes and take care of her. You have an affidavit from her treating physician attached to the application. It's the last page of the physician's statement. It says that Carol Callaway has polyarthralgias, secondary osteoarthritis, chronic low back pain, degenerative disc disease in lumbar spine, spondylosis in the lumbar spine, and what I've been talking about, the abnormal anti-nuclear antibody, which is an autoimmune antibody. More recently, since we started to do this application, they diagnosed a positive Sjogren's antibody, which is now attacking her eyes and her mouth, causes her eyes and her mouth to dry out. Fortunately, all she has to do for it right now is keep her eyes lubricated. But the back problem and the attacking on her spine causes her not to be able to do all of her housework and yard work herself. And the other important thing to emphasize about what the doctor has to say is, this is not going to get better. It's going to get worse progressively. We therefore, and it's clear that these two mobile homes don't adversely affect the neighborhood. They've been there since '92. They fit into the neighborhood. If, I wish I had gotten a picture, because they look just like everything else in the neighborhood, except the commercial property next door, which it doesn't adversely affect either.
I'd pass the picture on down.
I thank you very much.
Mr. McGrory, does your client understand that in the event that this is approved, it's only for a period of 2 years?
Yes, in fact, she's here because she had to pay a fine because she didn't renew it when her mother died, and that violated her. So she knows she has to come back every 2 years to renew it.
On the contrary, if it's approved for 2 years, prior to the end of the 2 years, if the situation still exists, then she can just apply at the Planning and Zoning Office for year-by-year extensions.
But she has to bring a doctor's note saying it continues.
Yes, indeed.
Without any additional fees.
Right.
Mr. Chairman, I've sent a letter, that letter to me, indicating exactly what she has to do in the future.
Okay.
So this doesn't occur again, because we did have to continue to get the constable out there and all. Just a misunderstanding, and so I sent a letter to him indicating all the requirements, if it's approved.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mill? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
One more thing. I also would ask that your client understands that if the situation doesn't exist, she understands a mobile home has to be removed.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where the request would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties as it hasn't thus far. So I make a motion that we approve case number 10,245 for a period of 2 years.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,245 for a period of 2 years. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved. Thank you.
Case number